How to Win by Losing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. By now, you've heard the news.
Team USA lost to Germany 1-0, but due to the quirky calculus of World Cup competition, it's still in the running.
Quirky? The scoring for soccer? Quirky? Not at all. It's as simple as the metric system. Here we go. Among the four teams in our so-called group of death, the U.S. ended up tied for second place with Portugal. We each had one win, one loss, and a tie. So to break the tie, you simply look at the goal differential. Over the three games, the U.S. scored four goals total. You subtract that from the four goals scored against us, net differential is zero. Portugal also scored four goals total, but because Germany routed them 4-0 in their first game, they ended up with seven goals scored against them for a goal differential of -3, so they're out and we're in.
USA!
So of course everybody's cheering, because soccer imitates life.
Absolutely!
You don't always have to beat the competition to get ahead. Sometimes you just have to be a little less bad. And now that you understand that, you're ready for the offside rule, courtesy of Slate.com.
A player is in an offside position if he is nearer to his opponent's goal line than both the ball and the second last opponent.
Right, but don't forget,
the offside rule only applies when you're on the offensive half of the field.
Of course.
And you can't be offside on a throw-in.
Obviously.
And the last two opponents don't have to be a defender and the goalkeeper. It can just be two defenders.
Duh.
And if you're in an offside position but you're not involved in the play, then that's perfectly legal.
All right. For some reason, I feel like biting somebody. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.